News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Do we have the first American case of Ebola? There's a man who is ill at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Health officials say that he had recently traveled to Africa. Let's get the latest from WNYW television reporter Linda Schmidt.
In response to the Ebola outbreak in four West African countries, Mount Sinai recently established new protocol. Every patient entering the hospital is screened for travel history and symptoms. Officials say when the man came to the emergency room with a high fever and gastrointestinal symptoms, he was immediately isolated out of an abundance of caution. The man had returned from West Africa in the past month. Officials say specimens taken from the patient are on their way to the CDC in Atlanta. It will take the CDC 24 to 48 hours to determine if the man has Ebola.
Meanwhile, that second aid worker infected with Ebola in Africa is going to arrive in the U.S. today. The missionary Nancy Wrightball says that she's, the missionary group says that she's been flying from Liberia on a medical aircraft to Atlanta. Then she'll be placed in an isolation ward at Emory University's hospital. Investigators have interviewed more than 40 people in connection with a shooting in the parking lot of PJ's Log Jam in Rothschild. It happened around 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Police Chief Jeremy Hunt says the gunman remains at large.
There was a fight involving a number of individuals, and during that altercation that had taken place, there was a firearm that was discharged.
Two people were arrested. 21-year-old Eugene Higgins and 17-year-old Anjerk White were taken into custody. They've been charged with disorderly conduct and obstructing an officer, but neither is the gunman. The 25-year-old who was shot has been transferred to Warsaw Aspirus Hospital. Anyone with information should call Rothschild Police, 715-359-3879. That number's on our website at WSAU.com. A sex offender will be released in Stevens Point next week. He is Anthony D. Turner. He's completed his sentence for second-degree sexual assault of a child. He'll be released August 12th. While Turner is not wanted by police, he'll be monitored by the Department of Corrections and will have to wear an electronic monitoring device. Some Stevens Point city employees have appealed the findings of a recent pay study. It looks for parity between the public and private sector. At a special city council meeting, 10 of those appeals were considered. Only 4 of them were approved. Mayor Andrew Halverson says this plan from the Carlson Detman consulting firm is doing more or less what it was supposed to do.
The good part now is we have a very appropriate pay plan via the grades that are ascending in terms of responsibility, and that's what we've always really been striving for. Now, we can move on to fixing the steps, which are very inaccurate.
The mayor says his concern is that the city council will tinker too much with the pay plan study. Weston's Village Board will be sending the decision on having bus service back to the voters. Here's WSAU's Raymond Newport.
The Weston Village Board voted 4-2 Monday night to set up a binding referendum on the November ballot that would ask for a tax levy to keep the Metro Ride service in the village. The board first voted to get rid of the old ordinance requiring that service that was put into place by direct vote in 2012. Administrator Dan Guild says his staff will be getting a proposal ready for a vote at the next board meeting in 2 weeks.
Should the bus service be approved, it would be cut back and would no longer serve the St. Clair's Hospital area. Instead, it would end at the nearby Rothschild Clinic. Warsaw police have issued citations to 8 people in an undercover prostitution sting. They targeted would-be customers who responded to a fake online ad. Police say during the last week in July, 60 people responded to that ad and 8 actually made arrangements to pay for sex with what turned out to be an undercover officer. They'll be fined $200 each. One of those caught is a Warsaw School District teacher. The district says the case will be handled as a personnel matter. Police have not released the names yet, but that is expected to happen shortly. Former White House Secretary, Press Secretary James Brady is dead at age 73. While serving in the Reagan administration, he was shot and left permanently disabled during the 1981 assassination attempt on President Reagan's life. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for some fog and some low clouds early on today, then becoming partly cloudy with a high around 77 with a northeast wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight mainly clear with some patchy fog, a low of 53. On Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal, a high of 79. Thursday, partly or mostly sunny and nice once again, high 79. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550 FM 99.9 WSAU.
If you'd like the six-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, real-time weather radar, that's available to you 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.